Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2719.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person that I can think of on top of my head right now would be my aunt. She taught me how to be a good person, hardworking person, and helped me through school and life in general.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say I'm a fairly unselfish person, good person. Just help people when I can, wherever I can.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I would say be a good person and be the best at whatever you do.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop that attribute?
I would say I'm a fairly good athlete. But that's all through hard work and just believing in yourself. And actually my aunt got me to start playing volleyball when I was in high school, and she helped me through a lot of that. And through college.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, I see my own parents maybe once or twice a year. It can be anything, really. I don't see them that much, so whatever we do is quality time. We cook out, we eat out, and a lot of times, you know, in the beginning, we just spend a lot of time sitting down and get to catch up.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why that gift was so special.
The most memorable gift would be a card that I got on my 21st birthday. Yeah, it's my first card too, so.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, when I was a young kid, I enjoyed playing video games. That was in elementary school, and throughout middle school, I play a lot of basketball, enjoy sports. And in high school, I focus more on volleyball and also in college.
What is your favorite book?
Well, I don't remember the last time I just read a novel. That was probably in college, but I read a lot of magazines.
What's your favorite magazine?
Probably Men's Health and Smart Money.
What was the last movie you saw?
Gladiator. It was on TNT.
What do you do for fun?
I spend a lot of time at the gym. I probably go work out almost every day for about 2 hours. But during the summer, I focus on volleyball.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would have to say Michael Jordan. He was the reason why I started playing basketball, and he was my hero, and he still is.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I say honesty. Why? So you can gain everyone's trust, and your family, your friends.
Why did you choose your line of work?
It's a very good question. I think I ask myself that every day too. Kind of just got into it. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do after college. Well, I had a background in mechanical engineering. Some people say you should go in designing, some people say you go in construction, and you can, you know, or management. And so I got a job as a with another company, actually, as a project engineer, and I enjoyed it, so I figured it's a job. As long as you like it, you're okay with it.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Dealing with different types of people. That's got to be the most interesting part.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why?
And you know what, I'll be a doctor. I don't know what kind, but I've always wanted to be a doctor since I was in fifth grade. And the reason why I didn't pursue it is because I realized how much work you have to go through. And I said, okay, well, obviously my personality doesn't quite fit that career path, so I went somewhere else.
What do you see yourself doing 10 years from now? Work, family, travel?
Hopefully I'll be married 10 years from now with kids and preferably have my own company. You know, I don't want to work for someone else forever.
What do you consider a romantic evening?
Simple answer, nice dinner and maybe a movie. Get a couple of drinks after that.
What are your hobbies?
Used to be just volleyball, but now I'm getting a little too old for that, so I enjoy spending time with my friends, just hanging out, and I enjoy working out, spend time at the gym. I'm a sports fanatic, so I can sit down and watch sports all day.
What's your favorite food?
Really depends on my mood, but I love sushi.
If you could do anything in the world right now that you can't do for some reason, what would it be?
Travel would be nice. I want to be able to visit the entire world. But I think the most important thing now is to be closer to my family, my parents. It's been 10 years and I've seen them, you know, I've only seen them maybe 10, 12 times. And it's tough to, again, travel. It's tough for me to take, you know, days off and go see them because it takes 3 days just to get there. So yeah, I say traveling and spending time with my family.
If you had to choose one other country to live in, what would it be?
Probably Canada. I really like Canada. It's nice, clean, and it's like US. Comfortable here.
Did you have any unique jobs as a teenager?
Oh, I worked for the department. I worked in the department on campus parking, and I was a pit crew. So I go around, and if people have car problems, you know, I help them with a jump start or when, a lot of times people lock their keys in their cars all the time, and I actually got pretty good at picking locks. That came in pretty handy, you know, when we go out and my friends, you know, they lose their keys.
What is your favorite sport?
I would say basketball. But of course, I'm not good enough to play really competitively, so I spend more time focusing on volleyball.
And is there a sport that you watch that you like that you've never played yourself?
Football. No chance I'm playing football.
Have you ever received any awards?
I received sports awards.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
First, I guess, to help people. And second, you know, why not get paid for it?
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2719.